forward seems too much. When you feel totally out of touch, hope is seeping out the door. You find yourself curled on the floor. Thoughts swirl round, all jumbled and messed. Why is this brain so darkly obsessed? I've secrets I've never confessed. Haven't told a soul. Gentle whisper through the pain. Remember rainbows follow rain. Breathe deeply, hold on tight. Your hope will return, shining bright. Embrace the now, release the past. In forgiveness, peace will last. You matter deeply. You're your strength be shown.
Hello, hello. It's so good to be back. I'm Elaine Lindsay, the Dark Pollyanna. This is Suicide Zen Forgiveness. And I'm really thrilled today to bring you a little bit of a change in routine. We're going to look at an event that's coming up with Anita Manley and Dr. Zachary Kaminsky. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
It's not often I get to show off things right here in Ottawa, Canada. So this is going to be all about the Ottawa Blues for Youth. We're going to talk about the upcoming event, mark the calendars, September 20th and 21st. And we have all the deets for you right here. As usual, I'm going to pass things off to my guests so they can tell you what's what. And we're just going to dive right in. Why don't you tell us what exactly is Ottawa Blues for Youth and where did it start?
Oh, thanks, Elaine, very much. So this is our fifth annual Ottawa Blues for Youth fundraiser presented by Bell Let's Talk. And yeah, it started just in 2020 during the pandemic. I've always wanted to do a fundraiser for mental health and a musical fundraiser specifically for mental health. And I had big plans, but I decided to start small. And At the time, I had a family member who was really big into the Ottawa blues music scene, a very well-known local band who's since moved to Toronto, the Jesse Green Band. And so from that, I knew a lot of blues musicians and go to a local establishment, Irene's Pub, a lot on their blues night on Thursday night. So I just decided on the name Ottawa Blues for Youth, and I decided to bring blues musicians together to perform and to raise money for youth mental health through the Royal. I'm a longtime volunteer at the Royal. I don't volunteer there anymore, but I was a longtime volunteer for over 13 years, and the Royal saved my life back in 2011, and I was there for 7 months. So I decided to give back to the institution that helped to save me.
Oh, one, thank you very much. That is awesome. Thank the Royal for saving you. And yeah, blues does an awful lot, I believe, for mental health. I'm hearkening back to last summer and Jelly Roll, which I thought was pretty incredible for those who maybe didn't hear me lamenting the fact that I couldn't get there last year. Jelly Roll came to Ottawa Blues Fest, and he took a tour of the Royal, which I thought was pretty incredible to take the time to go. And I know he interacted with some patients and with some of the staff, and everything I heard was super, super positive.
Yeah, music has this way of releasing energy, positive energy, and lifting our spirits. And so I just really find a musical fundraiser to fit well with raising money for mental health. So over the last 4 years, we've raised over 116,000. And yeah, this year we've grown to a bigger location because we outgrew Irene's Pub, which the capacity was only 100. So now we're at the Gladstone Theater on Saturday, September 20th. And yeah, it seats 223 people. So it's more than doubled our capacity. And there's room for dancing. The sound is amazing. And it features Alana J. Brown and the J.W. Jones Band. So we're really excited to have them. And it also features a very exciting silent auction. And yeah. Oh, did you want to say something? Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say, and I also heard there would be a doctor in the house.
Oh, yes. Dr. Kaminsky, who is here with us today. He will be our guest speaker, but not only that, he will also be performing an electric violin solo. And we always appreciate his tremendous support at the event. But the money goes to the economic support team. And maybe Dr. Kaminsky can tell us more about that.
Sure, yeah. And of course, it's always a pleasure to get to play a bit at the beginning of the event. But really, the highlight is in sharing this really exciting intervention called the Youth Nominated Support Team Intervention. It's an intervention that we're running here in Ottawa for local Ottawa youth. And effectively, what it is, we know that the time after being discharged from hospital is a particularly risky time for suicide. In general, periods of transition are. But when one leaves care and is sort of out without care, they can be at risk of elevated suicidal crisis, suicidal thought. And years ago, actually, during the pandemic, one of the members of Suicide Prevention Ottawa was a mom with lived experience. And she'd had a son, I believe, who had been in and out of hospital systems. And she came across this study on the youth nominated support team intervention and said, hey, this might be perfect to try to implement in Ottawa. So she brought it to those of us at Suicide Prevention Ottawa, which is just a network of hospitals and youth services bureau, PLEO, all the sort of area agencies interested in eliminating suicide. And we basically tried to get this up and running and have been able to do that with the help and with the funds from the Ottawa Blues for Youth. Effectively, what it does is when youth leave hospital, they are connected by this intervention to a team that they nominate of caring adults, caring supporters. It's a bit structured, but effectively they reach out over a period of time and it really works. We see that it's reducing suicidal thought by 6 weeks, and it is eliminating people's desire to die by suicide. It's taking folks who have had a plan to die by suicide, and they report no longer having a plan. So it's really exciting to have something that is being run here in Ottawa locally, supported in Ottawa by Ottawa Blues for Youth. I'm happy to, of course, expand on anything that you'd be interested in, but that's what it is in short.
Yeah. And I just wanted to let you know, Elaine, that as Zach said, it's supported by Ottawa Blues for Youth, but currently that we, Ottawa Blues for Youth, are the only source of funding for this youth nominated support team. If it wasn't for this event, then they would have to go elsewhere for funding. And I heard recently a report that it costs $1,200 to $1,500 per youth per year. And if we sell out this year at both events, the after party on Sunday, September 21st, as well at Irene's Pub, including the Gladstone Theater on September 20th, if we sell out, we'll make over $12,000. So that will help just with ticket sales. That will help us save the lives of 10 local teens. Yeah, we're really encouraging people to buy tickets. And we do have some big sponsors as well.
Okay, I'm just going to change one thing you just said. When you sell out, you're going to be able to help 10 teens.
Okay. Should I say that, or?
I just did. You can reiterate it for absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. When we sell out. Yeah.
So they don't call me Pollyanna for nothing. Maybe a little dark, but the Pollyanna bit is still winning. Mm-hmm. I love the concept. I'm shocked that it's the only thing that funds that group, because to me, that is so incredibly important. I come from a time where there was nothing for us. We didn't know what to do. We didn't understand what was happening. And, you know, as a teenager and through my 20s, as I lost more and more people, there was nowhere for us to turn. It was, for one, so long ago. I'll be 70 years old this year, so it was quite a while ago. But it is uplifting to see what's happening now, to see everything that the Royal has put in place, and to see all that you, Anita, and others are trying to do in terms of fundraising to work on suicide prevention. Dr. Kaminsky, can you either give us a little idea of what sort of research you're doing, and both of you, maybe let me know where you think there's an avenue that perhaps people in Ottawa can step up and do a little more.
Yeah, I think understanding and evaluating this intervention is, of course, key for what we're talking about today. And when it comes to stepping up and what can be done, really the crux of this intervention and why we see it's working is it's about connection. We know that, and some of the other research I've done supports this. For example, we've looked on social media. We've looked at those folks who have tweeted back on social media with suicidal thought. And we've also looked at the people that respond to them. And we actually see something really interesting. And what that is, that we can track people's suicide trajectory over time after they put that out there, after they say that they're thinking about killing themselves. And we can see those people that are getting better and those people who aren't. And what we see is pretty intuitive. It makes sense, but it's always nice to see it in numbers. And that is that the people who have responses, the people who have been connected, they do better. The people who had people reach out to them. So we can step up just by talking about suicide. We can step up by asking about suicide. Don't be afraid to ask. It's a myth, in fact, that asking about suicide will cause someone to think about it. In fact, it can open up a conversation that can lead people to seek help. And this Youth Nominated Support Team intervention, it's really just about connecting people with those who may not have known that a youth was in distress, may not have known that they could, just by reaching out consistently and being in touch, that would help with treatment adherence. It would help with, if someone was in crisis, reaching out to enact a safety plan to get back into hospital if necessary. It's supported by big data and our social media, artificial intelligence work. All of this points to this simple fact that connection is really important. And you can step up by connecting, by coming to Ottawa Blues for Youth. That will help us really fund keeping this intervention going. It will help effectively bring this to the forefront, let everyone know that it's important. And I would say, if you're ever nominated, you can step up and choose to be part of the team, because we do see that it really makes a difference. Yeah. So maybe.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, the Youth Nominated Support Team, and I'm not sure if Zach mentioned this, is that what happens is the youth at risk, through the support team, just nominates 3 to 4 adults. It could be a parent, it could be a religious leader, it could be a coach, it could be an older sibling, anyone that they trust in their network, and they nominate them. And then what happens is these peers are trained on how to help and support this youth through their suicide ideation, etc., to help support them. And please jump in, Zach, if I'm saying it incorrectly. But this is the wonderful thing about the Youth Nominated Support Team, is that if the youth actually nominates people that they trust in their network, and they're trained to support them. And the best thing about this is now these 3 to 4 people are trained not only to support that youth, it just flows from there, right? Like, they're trained to actually be able to support other teens in their network as well.
No, that's exactly right, Anita. And thank you for bringing that up. And what you mentioned there, I think, is really important. Some of our other research shows that when it comes to reaching out and responding to people, it matters if you have a connection with them. It matters if you know them. The closer they are to you, if you've nominated them yourself, you're likely to get more impact from that interaction, which I think is really one of the cruxes of why the youth nominated support team intervention works so well. That being said, I want to point out people don't have to be experts. They don't have to, they're not trained to do a suicide intervention. It's not as complicated as that. It's really just understanding what might be going on with the youth. If they have a particular type of mental disorder, what is that? It's just destigmatize and understand what might help them as opposed to feeling intimidated. There's not a heavy burden, but those skills are transferable and it does go out into the community and build a sort of safety net and expand that across Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that. Anita, just give me one second because I want to say the fact that the youth are nominating these people, you've already got past the first few hurdles of getting comfortable with someone. Because as much as there is a group in Toronto started something called the Mentor, and they teach people to mentor, and that's great, but they're coming from quite often a stranger perspective. So for someone coming out of post-hospital stay, you don't have that early connection. You don't have a basis for the trust that's needed. And in this case, you do. And being able to train people, well, yes, of course, that's going to translate into be able to do it for others. Because not only when you learn these types of skills, not only do you take them with you, you take that, I don't know, intrinsic trust factor that can be felt by others. And I think that's just incredible. That you've already, that's four steps in to helping people and being able to make that become bigger waves in the community. So sorry to step in.
No, certainly, like what I love about it is that it totally empowers the youth. Like the youth basically are in charge of nominating who's going to support them. And as Dr. Kaminsky said, it's about connection. But I would also say that, and please say differently if you want, Dr. Kaminsky, but I would also say that it involves courage as well, like courage and connection and empowering youth. And it's just, it works. The program works. Yeah, come out and buy tickets, enjoy music, and buy an auction item and support Ottawa Blues for You so that we can help save more lives.
There is one other thing I think is really key there, and that is really that it is courage, and it's courage on the part of the youth as well to reach out and share their stories. A lot of the work is done by folks at Pleo to help identify who those members of the youth's nominated team will be. And the youth are very courageous to join the intervention and share. And come on out to Ottawa Blues for Youth. I'll echo Anita there.
Yeah, and there is, just to plug the after party, there is an after party. It's not in the wee hours of the morning. It's the next day on Sunday, September 21st at Irene's Pub. You'll be able to see Dr. Kaminsky there as well, playing his electric violin solo and doing a fireside chat with myself and Diane from Pleo. And yeah, there'll be some prizes and giveaways and a lot of fun music, Al Wood and the Woodsman, and a teen band called Castback, and they're absolutely fabulous. Yeah, so it will be a lot of fun there as well.
Can you please explain Pleo? Give us the actual title. Since Diane was unable to join us today, let's give them a little plug as well, because I know they do great work.
Yeah, so go ahead, Zach.
Sure, yeah. They're really key to this intervention, and one of the reasons I wanted to bring them up a moment ago. Pleo stands for, or at least it used to stand for, that's their official name now is Pleo, but it used to stand for Parents Lifeline of Eastern Ontario, and it's full of both staff and volunteers, many who have had lived experience in the mental health system in Ottawa and helping navigate youth and teens through it. So there's a lot of knowledge and wisdom there in the folks that are helping to run the intervention, and they're really, really a key to having this work really well.
Yeah, so they support the families of at-risk youth.
Perfect. That's exactly what we needed to hear. We tend to be a very acronym-related city here in Ottawa, and people sometimes hear it, and then they don't quite catch it, so we want them to be able to know who else is involved and what else is being done, which I think is absolutely incredible. Again, that's September 20th and 21st. On the 21st, it's an after party. On the 20th, it's at the Gladstone Theater, which is an absolutely wonderful space in the West End of Ottawa. Bluesforyouth.com is where you're going to go. You can see right at the bottom of the screen, we've got the link for you there along with the dates. If you have any questions, we will have all the information, the numbers, the links, etc., in the show notes as per usual. And barring anything else, if you haven't found someone to talk to, you can always give me a call. Everybody knows that. So I want to say thank you so much to Anita and to Dr. Kaminsky for coming aboard and telling us all about this wonderful musical event. And I think there is nothing better than empowering our youth and doing things that are going to save lives. What more can you possibly want? I hope the tickets are going out the door right now. I know it's going to be a sellout. And I look forward to September 20th and 21st. Make sure you put it on your calendar as well. Thank you so much, Anita and Dr. Kaminsky. I'm Elaine Lindsay. This is Suicide Zen Forgiveness, and make the very best of your today, every day. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you for being here for another inspiring episode of Suicide Zen Forgiveness. We appreciate you tuning in. Please subscribe and download on your favorite service and check out SZF's YouTube channel or Facebook community. If you have the chance to leave a 5-star rating or review, it'd be greatly appreciated. Please refer this to a friend you know who may benefit from the hope and inspiration from our guests. Suicide Zen Forgiveness was brought to you by the following sponsors. Trul Social Media, the digital integration specialists. Let them get you rocking page one in the search results. Canada's keynote humorist Judy Kroon, motivational speaker, comedian, author, and stand-up coach at Second City. Judy has been involved for over a decade in the City Street Outreach Program in Toronto. Do you have a story to share? Do you know someone you think would be a great guest? Please go to szf42.com. And for our American listeners, that's szf42.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you again.